As an ice cream lover, vanilla is one of those flavors that's just always going to hit the spot. It's comforting and nostalgic, and it goes well with whatever mood I'm in. But sometimes vanilla can be a little boring, if you catch my drift. Sometimes I'm in the mood for chocolate or cookie dough or maybe something wacky, like pistachio if I'm feeling frisky. Whether it's a midnight snack or an afternoon delight, my friends at adamandeve.com can get you the right flavor for whatever mood you're in. Adam and Eve is offering 50% off just about any item, plus free shipping, which includes rush processing. But that's not all. When you select your one free item, you'll also get a free kit that includes an item for him, something special for her, and something we know you'll both enjoy. They offer discreet shipping as your privacy is a priority, plus 100% free shipping with rush processing on your entire order. Just go to adamandeve.com and select any one item. Just enter offer code Abby, A-B-B-Y, at adamandeve.com. This exclusive offer is specific to this podcast, so be sure to use code Abby, code Abby.
Hey, The Bird Show. Entertainment buzz.
Time to get buzzed on the hot goss from Hollywood with Abby. It's The Bird Show's entertainment buzz.
All right, here's what they found in Diddy's home investigation. When I saw this alert yesterday, I was like, ooh, what did they find? It's pretty anticlimactic. So the federal agents ended up raiding both of his homes in both Los Angeles and Miami. This is all a part of a Homeland Security investigation where they've heard some allegations that there could be some sex trafficking going down there. So they are checking out all of Diddy's properties. And so far, the only thing that they were able to publicly let us know that they found were some firearms, which, okay, duh, you're going to find that there.
Right.
And they seized both of his phones while he was in Miami. So there's not a huge development here, but now there's some interesting headlines coming out.
I'm surprised there's any guns or anything at all, because weeks ago, when it was a Cassie that came out,
Cassie
comes out and says that there's been all sorts of sex trafficking going on at Diddy's place and all sorts of illegal stuff going out. I'm a little bit surprised at that point Diddy didn't go clean the places out, like get rid of all the guns, anything else we have, and get them out of here, because it's just a matter of time before somebody shows up.
I said the same thing, because there were at least three people. One of them were Bad Boy's former bodyguard, who told him that the raid was coming. Like, they somehow knew, and they said this months ago, like, Diddy's home will be raided. And the woman who said it, I don't know her name, but she said it would be around Easter.
Damn.
She said that, and it was like spot on. And that also were reports, I don't know how true they are, but alleged that they did find hidden cameras. He did have hidden cameras in his homes. They just haven't been able to go to see what's on the hidden cameras yet.
Dude, once I have that rumor that the FBI is going to show up, I'm getting rid of, like, even the super soakers.
Everything.
In the house are gone. Every bit of flour and sugar in my house is going out.
I'm not even going back to the house.
I'm putting it on the market that day.
Yeah, his Nerf guns are buried in the backyard somewhere. But I want to know what Usher knows that Homeland Security might also know, because an old interview from 2016 with Howard Stern has recently surfaced. And he said that he lived with Diddy at 13 years old.
He did.
He said that he saw some, quote, very curious things.
In the 90s, do you understand what that's like?
Puffy's place was like just filled with chicks and orgying like nonstop, right?
No, not really. But it was curious. I got a chance to see some things.
Yeah, but you were 13. What were you seeing?
I went there to see the lifestyle.
Right.
And I saw it. And it was. But I don't know if I could indulge and understand what I was even looking at. It was pretty wild.
So nobody tried to, you know, some woman didn't come along.
I didn't say that.
Okay.
I didn't say that. What I did say is that there were very curious things taking place, and I didn't necessarily understand it.
There's also some video circulating from back in the day when Justin Bieber was hanging out with Diddy at 15 years also, and Diddy was kind of saying, like, Biebs here's with me this weekend. He's going to see some things. And Justin being kind of uncomfortable about it, but also smiling.
He even used the word custody. Said he's under my custody now. And yeah, Diddy has been in awkward situations with Bieber and Usher. It was another scene when Usher admitted that they were like in the bed together eating cereal when Usher was young. Like, it looks a little different under the light now.
It's a lot of smoke there.
100%. All right, Beyonce just released her track list for her upcoming album that comes out on Friday. And there's some very interesting tracks, like one named Spaghetti. There's a couple of collaborations. So we don't know if they're actually collaborations or just covers. So we do know that Dolly Parton is going to be on this album in some capacity. Obviously, there's a track called Jolene, so we can assume it's a cover of Jolene. We don't know if Dolly's actually going to be on the track. But also, Willie Nelson was put on the promo poster. So we don't know if it's going to be like some kind of writing credit that he has, or if it's going to be a collaboration, or maybe like a cover of some sort. It's supposed to be on a track called Smoke hours. So it's going to be a big yeehaw time on Friday when Beyonce drops her album.
Yeehaw time.
Look, I've never been excited for a Beyonce album to come out. I'm a casual fan at best, but this one's got my interest.
It's funny. I'm like the complete opposite.
Is that right?
I was typically more excited about Beyonce before, but I mean, I'm not excited. I guess I'm just curious. I'm waiting because I don't want to think that she's going to do something that she can't provide.
Is it because you're not a huge country fan and you know this one's going down that road?
Yes, because it feels like, I mean, I respect what she's doing. I respect that she's challenging herself, but I'm not a big country fan. So I think that she can make it something incredible, but just in case she doesn't, I don't want to be so excited and be let down.
I don't think it's going to be like the typical country album that you would hear on like your local radio station. Like, I think, like she said, this isn't a country album. It's a Beyonce album. And so I think we're going to hear a lot of songs like the one she already put out, Texas Hold'em, where there's like a little bit of twang in there. Maybe we have some banjos in there. Maybe Willie Nelson's going to drop a verse, but I don't think it's going to be like super country.
I know she's getting a lot of crap from like country traditionalists, but if I'm a country music artist, I'm glad she's bringing new people to the table.
Yeah, somebody said something really interesting the other day, that country's becoming like the new pop punk in the sense that there's like a very niche interested audience. And I think country's having like a new resurgence with all this new life getting put into it.
Everybody doesn't like change, unfortunately.
Yeah. Yep. All right. Leo DiCaprio's girlfriend was spotted with a ring on her left finger. Is it time that Leo is settling down? I'll tell you more on your next eBuzz on The Bird Show.
Hey, The Bird Show.